Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Facebook announced that it will end its so-called fact-checking program. The goal was to ferret out falsehoods, but in reality, it amounted to censorship of conservative views. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that the recent elections feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So Facebook is going to get back to their roots and restore free expression. Zuckerberg admitted that Facebook's fact-checkers have been too politically biased. Now, this issue hits home to me and CPC because back in the 2020 election, Facebook hindered our ability to educate the public about candidates and their positions on social issues. Facebook realized that they made a mistake, and they're making the right decision now to course correct and to allow for free speech.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.